Marquette students and faculty are speaking out against the university's decision to punish student protesters who are calling for more support staff for students of color. On Wednesday, more than 100 students and employees rallied against the university's discipline of the students. WUWM's education reporter Emily Files has the details.
On August 25th, Marquette student government representatives led a protest calling on the school to hire and retain more staff to support students of color. They pointed to a short-staffed Office of Engagement and Inclusion and the Urban Scholars Program, which currently has one full-time staff member. The protest caused the university to delay its new student convocation, which was scheduled for that day. 10 students who participated in the protest are accused of violating the student code of conduct and are being disciplined, according to advocates. At Wednesday's rally in support of those students, people held signs saying reconciliation, not retaliation, and support, not punishment. Assistant Professor Stephanie Rivera-Baruz helped organize the event.
While we're not denying that students may have in fact violated student conduct policies, we're here to draw attention to the fact that their actions were reasonable in the face of a university that has not made the appropriate changes to care, to nurture, and to support the diverse student body it champions.
Rivera-Baruz and other faculty advocates say some of the penalties students are facing include probation, suspension, and a $300 fine. They say the students are appealing the sanctions and not talking to the media for now. Junior Olivia Ford says she's been in touch with some of the students who are being disciplined.
They are distraught. They were simply standing up for what they believed was right and did not think that this situation could even happen.
Marquette released a statement saying it can't share details of student conduct cases due to student privacy laws. Provost Kimo Ayun acknowledged the concerns that motivated the protest, writing, "It's clear we still have work ahead to foster greater inclusivity and belonging." This isn't the first time Marquette has been called out for a perceived lack of support for students of color. After Black students protested in 2020, the university took several actions, including expanding its Urban Scholars Program, which serves financially disadvantaged students from Milwaukee. Student Josiah Anderson, who attended Wednesday's protest, says he and other students of color have to fight to feel respected at Marquette.
Just the fact that we have to come here and to continue to fight, to feel heard, to feel like we belong here, shouldn't be, and it just isn't right. And then to be constantly told empty promises is real demeaning, and it's hard to keep your motivation.
Marquette has touted the diversity of this year's freshman class, with 30% students of color. Students say that's even more of a reason for the university to increase the number of staff it employs to support those students. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.